And thank you so much, Doug and Don Newsom. We wish to thank these two wonderful light workers who have been hosting the Peaceful Planet for me since 2005. And we have a very special honored guest this evening or this afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. If you haven't heard of the music that we're doing or Bob or James Murray before, I'd like to introduce our guest, our wonderful guest, James Murray, who is the son of the famous medium Bob Murray from Canada. And the music that has been created for this program has entirely been done through Bob and James. And James is his son. He's a very talented artist, and he's taken over the writing aspect and the channeling aspect. And, well, tell us a little bit more about yourself so if those listening for the first time can get to know you, your work, and your father's work.
Okay. Yeah, I've been handed the, I guess, handed the torch or the ability to continue the writing that my father, Bob Murray, had done for many years. And I, so I do have an ability to channel people or spirits from the other side, and I have written some messages, and I have continued to do artwork, some artwork related to the messages, and that would be some of the an example of that would be I've done some dream drawings, and I've also done some psychic drawings of impressions that I have had from I guess you could say astral travel and that kind of thing. But primarily, I'm continuing to do what my father did, to continue the publishing of our communications with the other side, with the afterlife, and that's pretty much in a nutshell what I've been doing.
Yeah, and you've had a very excellent teacher, your father, and he's apparently still teaching you from the other side and training you in his great gifts. And I was thinking how similar we are, James, because I also channel spirit and been channeling Diana since I've known you, practically for what we've known each other for 10 or maybe 15 years now at least. And your father was such a gifted medium, and he's created so many wonderful songs. So the songs, I want to give credit to the starsstillshine.com, and you can find James's illustrations and his new messages from his father from the afterlife at the Stars Still Shine. And you're illustrating the E-Magazine still, aren't you, James?
Yes, I do contribute that as well, along with the some new messages that I'm bringing through and stories, and so yeah, I'm looking after many aspects, and I have the help of my mother to edit. She helps with the editing.
See, that's what I'm needing is a good editor.
I've got a few people
that, you know, really work hard to help me out, because I have to use the dragon speak, and it's a dragon of a thing. I don't like it, but one of the listeners of yours pointed out that you can use speechnotes.co, and that's a slightly better program. But sometimes I say something, and it talks to itself, and it comes out totally, like it'll even write in some, you know, unrelated subject totally, you know. So the speech-to-text is not the easiest thing for me, but editing is key to your success, as it is to mine. But I'd like to go over, you know, what your father did, and then I'd also like to highlight that this program, this show, is especially dedicated to the most, you know, talented songwriter of the 20th century and a great light worker, the late, great John Lennon. And we both have messages from John this evening, so we're highlighting those messages for all to remember peace and love, as John put it so eloquently in his sit in with Yoko so many years ago. But I happened to be lucky enough to have a Beatles station on Sirius Radio in my car, and it's really wonderful to hear so many of the old tunes that John and Paul wrote together, but especially John. And it's almost like, I don't know if you any of our listeners have had the experience with, you know, a Beatles song, but when it comes on the radio, it just almost gives you pause. Like, it was powerful in the lyrics and the way that it was arranged and the creativity that went into all of what Lennon did. And so you're channeling this great creativity into the music with the help of your father. So are you still working with the Band in the Box program? Because I've noticed on your website you seem to have new musical editions as well.
Yes, I've been using, actually I used the computer my father had. I've got the Band in the Box program on that computer, and it's interesting that a few times I've opened it up, and I'm not an expert. I just find it's interesting that what music it does generate, and I find it fascinating what the what the result is of the what the program can produce, and that's some of the music that I do have. I have published on our website, and it's I know it's I think the computer's waiting to send me some more, or I'm certainly anxious to put some more tunes up there on the website in the coming year.
I've noticed that the sound is very familiar, and I have no musical ability, but I've channeled more than 30 songs, lyrics to the songs that your father brought forth. And then I do want to mention my book, because we're going to be reading from it. And if you're looking for a good holiday gift, Christmas gift, Hanukkah gift, if you're a big Lennon fan, you won't want to miss this book, which is called Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe. And I had a new reader evaluate and, wrote a review that I found, and I'd like to share that with our audience, and then we'll get back to your message from John Lennon and your wonderful music, which will be interspersing with the show tonight. So the music is being created, folks, from the other side through the mediumship of both James and Bob Murray, and it is created through the Band in the Box, and it's inspired by John and George, and we believe that it is actually channeled, and that they are doing this kind of music on the other side. So a lot of the message that we're going to share this evening with you have to do with the goings-on of George and John Lennon on the other side, George Harrison, as they call themselves, the Half-Beats. And I wanted to read this brief review of my book and let you know that you can pick up the book on my website, Diana Speaks to the World, and also on Amazon, and it is on sale. So this is something I came across from a recent reviewer. The late John Lennon speaks to us through the mystical voice of Marsha McMahon, urging us to remember peace this Christmas. John continues to write songs from heaven. I love the lyrics from the new songs Honey Rose and Continued Flirtations. The mediumship of Marsha McMahon and Bob Murray plays beautifully via the pages of this book. John reassures us that a new earth and a golden age are manifesting for the family of man. Lightworkers everywhere, this book is a must-read. Thank you very much. Love, Nancy Calumet. So anyway, James, I want to also read a little bit about your father. And I have a message fresh off the press from John Lennon this morning, and he tells me what your father is up to for Christmas, if you haven't had the communique. But I assume you probably know what he's doing for Christmas, do you?
I get some tidbits of information, and I get daily information from my father. And
that's what I thought. So
not
anyway,
a whole lot of detail, but he says if I sit down, I can he can give me a bigger picture, or not a bigger picture, but more detailed message.
Yeah, so he channels a certain way, and I'm going to summarize what Bob Murray said. And the guy was amazing. He could read my Akashic readings over the air. I mean, he's written how many books, novellas with various early American authors. Trying to think of the name of the woman author that he worked with for years, James.
Louisa
May Alcott, was that it?
Yeah.
And the volumes of work and music that he created, he was really a creative genius. So John chose another genius or another couple of geniuses to work through. I'm not including myself in that category, James. But,
well, you're a genius.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead with Bob's little bit of background on Bob and how he communicates with spirit, and you can tell me if this is how you do it, too, because everyone has a slightly different way. So for the more than 30 years, Robert has been communicating with people who crossed over. Before he channeled, he mentally set up a psychic protection. Then he sat down with pen and paper at his computer in his home where he received the messages. When he receives the messages from Michael or anyone else, he tuned in, and wrote or typed their messages on the computer. He heard voices, and he saw images. He had to fine-tune the station and correct what he was getting. He heard voices and saw pictures, and interaction took place. He was conscious and quite aware of his surroundings while he wrote, And during his conversations with the people he saw in their surroundings and sensed their feelings and emotions as they spoke. All this came through him and was recorded by him. So I'm just wondering, you know, if your training is very much the same. Do you actually travel outside the body like he taught me to do the last time I had you on air, James?
Yeah, I do have. He's seen me... do the bilocation and do a bit of astral traveling, and he could see where I could use some more work on that. But he said I'm pretty good at it, and he's trained me well, and from the years I've worked with him, and he's still, like you said, he's still teaching me to do things, and I'm always learning, and he's. He's always there to help me whenever I have any problems or that kind of thing. But I know that the way I work is he's noticed that I work better with the visuals, and even though I do bring through messages, he said my strong point is my drawing and
your artistic ability.
Yeah,
and you were his illustrator for all the books, The Stars Still Shine, Volume 1, Volume 2, The Armbard Collection, and. I guess I've missed a few, like the Louisa May Alcott, and what other books have you illustrated for your dad?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's I've recently it's been for the magazine, but I've incorporated
keeping busy
my
with
drawings.
That.
Yeah.
So I think you have a message from the late John Lennon, and I have about three. So I think we can fill up our time this evening with. These messages very easily, but, you know, I wanted to make one final remark about your art, in that I also paint and draw spirit, and it's very interesting that we've been friends this long, because basically I will do a painting, and I will do it, and it works into the various messages that I have. So my books are all illustrated with my original paintings of either John Lennon or Princess Diana or the Archangels or Jesus, whomever I happen to be channeling. I usually have paintings that go along with the messages to better clarify the feeling. And, you know, pictures from the other side and obtaining these kinds of things, it's very subtle work. You know, you really have to fine-tune into spirit. And I don't really see things or hear things so much as a mental impression will, you know, overcome me, and I will see it in the spirit realm. But I don't do as much astral travel as what I think Bob was talking about, the way he worked. He would travel, and he taught me to travel over on the silver cord, and that's how we did that message the last time from Princess Diana. which got published in another book, by the way, that short, fun stories. But anyway, back to you, James. Do you have something for us from John Lennon today?
Yes, it's something I received. My father gave to me a couple of days ago, and well, I'll read off what he gave me.
Pardon me? I'd love to hear it.
Okay, thanks. Now, this is what my father had said to me. He said, "This is from John, who said with a smile, 'You have been given orders to pass on my words during Marcia's show and to celebrate my life.'" And here are John's words. "Hello, my dear listeners. It is John. You know my last name. It rhymes with lemon. I have a few words to say to you through this young channel who has taken over for his father, but not taken over for Marcia, who is my channel. I will tell you in verse and put the music in your head as the words meet. Feel free to let the rhythm and beat enter as you listen to my words. I hope you listen carefully. I won't say it again. This is a young man who once lived on earth, who took advantage of the love given to him at birth. He rode the train and motor cars all the long years with the guitar. Here's a toast to a little old me as I bask in the glory of all the love from thee. Thank you, one and all, for your generosity and love. It's fitting to see the flight of a dove. I fought against war. Need I say more? Love is all you need. Take that and smoke it. Love and peace, John."
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I hadn't heard that before, nor seen it in the email. What a delightful surprise from John this
That's
evening.
That's what he just said. Yes, it's a big surprise for you.
Yeah, well, I guess that was it. But I have a surprise for you, too, James, because I've got a message that's hot up the press from this morning. And
okay.
I was asking John what he's been up to lately, so I'll share that now, unless you wanted to continue with more surprises.
No, you go ahead with yours.
Has another surprise? Are you there, James?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Oh, yeah, I just was laughing about it, but I was wondering if, John, you were complete with what you had to say.
Yeah, well, I have other ones, but if you'd like to go on with your...
No, I'm perfectly open. You go ahead, and then I'll follow suit after you.
Okay, sure. Okay, I have one. This is a message from John published in the 2005, December 2005 issue of the Stars Still Shine magazine. And it was also published in the book Notes from John, that's by Marcia. My father channeled this message. Here are John's words. "I'm not religious in a conventional way. I believe in God. How could you not when his wonders are all around us? I've experimented with different religions and different ways of living and now death. I am most upset when human beings decide to wage war on other human beings. In the old days, before my time, humans used to kill each other, invade other lands, enslave people, and behave in a terrible way. Now we have antiseptic wars where the originators of the invasions sit back in relative comfort and have their armies do the terrible deeds. We now have become very good at getting out the publicity to justify the wars. Any form of offensive war is not and cannot be justified, period. For heaven's sakes and for Earth's sake, give peace a chance. I've been sending Murray some songs that I put together. He ran into a snag with getting out the music and needs an agent. I don't see any problems from where I am, but I do remember some very hot arguments about getting some of our songs out to the public. There always seems to be some log thrown across to make us, the Beatles, take our time. Murray tells me that he is going to put the music on his website and make some kind of arrangement for people to listen to it without paying. I don't think that's going to work, but I'm willing to do my part. Keep it in your heads that It takes more than money to promote world peace. Maybe the music could remind you to do something about peace. You know, even a short prayer would help. Got to turn the page here. Hold on. Okay. I guess I'm getting mellow, although George seemed to think that I've gone cranky lately. I'm willing to wait for Murray to get the music straightened out. Although I'm not one to complain or explain my actions to anyone, I want people to understand where I'm coming from. I want you to feel my frustration. I'm not expecting peace to come over the world tomorrow, but I do want to see a real start towards peace. I've had some heavy arguments with Lady Diana, and she is a lady. We do agree that there should be peace in the world, but can't agree on the way to do it. She concentrates on children, and I want to do it through music. We agreed that all legitimate means to get world peace have a place. So she is so intense that I think she's going to burst into flames at any moment. I'm not, of course. I'm calm, cool, laid back, not. I heard a story about a man, a real cool man, who spent some of his time in jail because he refused to pay his taxes. That's Henry David Thoreau. His country was warring against the natives. He didn't want his money to go to war, so he didn't pay his taxes to the government. Maybe that's a dumb idea, but at least he felt he was doing something to promote peace. What if everybody felt the same way he did? What if everybody withheld taxes that paid for the war? That was a question, not a suggestion. There are other ways that you can help. Think, then do something in a constructive way. With love, 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 peace, John. And that's it.
Yeah, I do remember that message, and I have a very corollary message all these years ago. I keep getting these little lyrics, the Beatles lyrics are popping into my head as I do this.
Yeah, I do the
and
same
very,
too.
Very often what happens is John will use them as a nom de plume, you know, play on words and things like that. And it all comes out very witty and clever, and it's all very much John. So I'd like to share my message now, and this is called A Christmas Message from the late John Lennon, by myself today, and Marcia. John, we're wondering when you get around to us, love. Yeah, we've been working on the Christmas musical as usual. We do it for the kids each year. And Bob is part of the play this year. He's playing Santa Claus. Marcia, that is very funny, John. John, we do what we can to cheer those up on the other side. It's a hard time for everyone. Everyone is expected to be so cheery and bright, but usually what ends up is a lot of times people go through the holidays just trudging through the grief. People have all lost loved ones, and they can't help but think of the Christmas past. And I'm here to remind your listeners of all my love from the other side, and I'm sending out to everyone now, most especially to James and his family and to you and your family and all the people that are tuning in to us right now. I'm sending out my love throughout the world. And I'm so appreciative, Marcia, that you still want to honor my memory. Marcia, the honor is really all mine, John. I'm thinking that Bob Murray would make the best Santa Claus. He has the white hair and the physique for it. But not only that, he has a giving and charming personality. He's got to be entertaining to the younger kids. John, yes, we, George and I, we more or less twisted his arm into this, you know. He likes to stay in his studio and do a lot of writing, and I know he's been communicating with James on the new issue of the e-zine. Marcia, I was wondering if you had any special messages for the new year, for Christmas, or that you and George wish to add to the program this evening, John. John, oh, not really, just the usual. You know, I'm not Kris Kringle, and I'm not Santa Claus either. I can't deliver on my wishes for peace and love, although I'd love to, and I wish it very strongly. I'm very proud of my family, and I'm proud of Julian that he brought them back together on his photography exhibit recently. That was a few years back, you know. but I'm glad that I've made peace among my family members. I think it's very important to remember to make peace with your people and reach out and make peace with your family members as best you can at this time of year. None of us know when our time is going to arrive, that is to transition to the other side. And life does go on, obla-di-obla-da. It was very hard for me personally to get through many Christmas past when I was on the earth plane. I had lost my mom, you know, and that was very difficult. As you see in my life, I treasure the moments that I had. I remembered them by putting them into a song called In My Life. Well, Paul and I wrote that together, of course, but so many things. If you listen to the old Beatles music, you'll derive a great deal of wisdom there. That's why we're still popular, even among the young ones today that have never even heard of us, and all of a sudden they're becoming fans. Because we spread love and peace on the planet, and I'm so glad that you're continuing to do that with your fine show, Marcia. I just ask you to tune in to the tunes this evening, wherever you are, and know that we're still creating music from the higher dimension and the upstairs studio with the help of James, Bob, and yourself. I really do care about the world, and I'd like to make this world a better place. We ask each of you tonight to pray for peace, especially for this year, for your Earth is going through a lot of Earth changes, and not to mention the threat of nuclear war is always on the horizon. That Trump card you've got for president is a bit of a joke. I don't really think he can handle anything that would be much of a crisis. We think he's a lot like Nixon, but we'd like to see more younger people stand up and demonstrate. I appreciate the risk-taking that it takes to want to demonstrate. I do predict that things will come out in the woodwork with the Russian investigation and his involvement will become more apparent. I think he will be ultimately his own worst enemy and bring himself down. He's not an honest guy. I did know him, and I partied with him briefly, but I never cared for him. Yeah, it's a bit like he's a dictator. So I thought I'd close with this now. Merry Christmas to everyone. We're still here on the spirit side looking over the earth, and that you ask to remember peace and remember love this Christmas. I'm sending out all my love to my fans and listeners all over the world. Wherever you may be, this is John Lennon coming through from the higher realms. Love and peace to all. So, interesting message, huh?
Oh, very, very special, yeah. That's
yeah, really, well, so was yours. I mean, they're both very corollary because he's still very anti-war, and he will get political when he feels like, and he expresses his opinion. So let it just be said that this is not my personal opinion about what's going on. But he is channeling those messages about the current administration, and he was always very political in life. So I respect that this is the work of John Lennon, and I know it to be. So, you know, you had another message. I have a couple more, but I want to give you the chance to share. Have you had any messages from your father lately that give you a clue as to what he's been up to lately, or did you have any other John Lennon messages you wanted to share this evening?
I guess the recent ones would be in the magazine. The recent issue of the magazine, there was he had one interesting message that he passed on of a school trip or a field trip that he led with my brother-in-law, who passed away. The two of them took a field trip at the child care center that we call the 3C, and they took an adventure, and they had quite a few interesting encounters, and it was quite a learning experience for me and for them. And anyway, that's in our latest issue of the magazine, and I have more things I'm going to be writing.
Oh, wow, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Did you want to share that, or do you want your readers to sign up, and how could the readers sign up for your e-zine so that it would be more available to our
That's available to our website. If you go to there's information on the magazine, e-magazine, and you can subscribe to the magazine.
And the website again?
That section, yeah. And you can pay, I guess, the payment through PayPal, and they can make their subscription that way, and then they can get them started on the issues.
Wonderful. So it's thestarsstillshine.com. And it's
yeah,
two
and
S's,
they can find the magazine
right?
through that website, yeah.
And it's right on the front page. They can just sign up for the e-magazine, and they can also download older copies. So were you wanting to share the other Lennon message that Michael and John apparently took this trip?
Yeah, I do. I got one right here that right in front of me. I do have one. It's
oh, wonderful.
It's one that my father channeled back in 2013. And it's interesting because it's similarities to what John had brought through to you or this morning, because it's another production that they worked on at that time. And I'll, you'd like me to read that now?
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah.
We can break for a minute and then come back to it if you'd like to, or we
yeah,
can
sure,
just go
if you
ahead
like
and
do that.
Reading
yeah,
it.
Sure, okay.
What did you want to do? What you
yeah,
want to read
take
it
a break
right now?
And then...
okay,
and then
let's just... give James a little break and myself a little break, and we're going to play, which one did I select here? I think it was Prelude to Savannah, and we'll be right back in a few minutes. Enjoy this tune as channeled from Spirit from the work of Robert and James Murray, and we'll be right back with
thank you.
And we're back on the Peaceful Planet this evening with James Murray, our guest, and he's about to read us another message, an exciting message from John Lennon and Michael, and give us a little background, and then go ahead with your message, James.
Okay. This one is one that was in an earlier, actually a 2013 issue of the magazine, Star Social Magazine. And I'll begin with my father begins by writing, and I'll say, okay, last night I had this conversation with John. I visited with him. We sat in the front row of the opera house just before the showtime for a stage production of Yellow Submarine. John came out through a stage door and sat next to me. John said, "Hello, Father Murray. We have a few minutes before the curtain goes up. This production is nothing like the original, perhaps better because both George and I have a newfound maturity. We now view things through rose-colored glasses. See?" He held up a pair of his trademark owl glasses. They had lenses tinted a deep rose color. And my father said, "Would you rather postpone our visit until after the show?" John said, "No, thanks. It's not often that I get a visit from the elusive Padre Murray. I can see what's on your mind, but I'll let you begin." My father said, "I'm amazed at this elaborate production. For whom is it intended?" John said. His face lit up in a great big smile. This is what John's face lit up in a great big smile. "We'll tell everyone that it's for the children, for children, but George and I did it for ourselves. Isn't that wicked of us?" My father said. He said, "Maybe if I see the show, I'll be able to tell you if it's wicked or not." And then John said, "I didn't say our show was wicked, just myself and George for telling everyone that we were putting on the show for the children. The show will run for a long past time, so perhaps another time." Okay, and then my father said, "Are you trying to patronize me?" And then John said, "Perhaps I'm trying to humor you. Am I funny?" And my father said, "Yes, speaking of humor, let me congratulate you on the book Notes from John by Marcia McMahon. Well done." John said, "Send your congratulations to Marcia. All I did was talk. She's the dear who had put it all together. Perhaps the subtitle should have been Ramblings from John." Then my father said, "There was a few wise things put in the text. The predominant message was about peace." And John said, "Peace and love, yes. That's what this musical is all about. I'm talking about Yellow Submarine. We've hidden lots of barbs within the songs. They're little clues about finding peace, love, and happiness. George sent you one of the songs, and I sent you for the love of peace. Just add words to both, and you have two of the songs from the show." And my father said, "I picked up on what looked like a paper coloring book with a drawing of a yellow submarine on the cover. The Beatles had their heads sticking out of the open portholes. I pointed to the book and said, do these books go with the show?" And John said, "Yes, each child gets one as they leave. We can't have them messing about when the show's on. The books are interactive and come alive after lights out in the dorms and the houses. The children don't even need electric torches, flashlights to read them under the covers. My character, Jan Lemon, is a retired spooky little creature. George is Harris Tweed. Paul is Pull Cart Knee. And Ringo is Blingo." And Bob, my father said here, "Who plays Paul and Ringo on stage?" And then John says, "I play Ringo because I have the same kind of knobby knees, and George plays Paul. We pull a rubber mask over our faces, and just about anybody can do an impersonation of Paul. For Ringo, all I have to do is play the drums to drown out my voice. Of course, it helps that we all came from Liverpool and sound alike." And my father said, "The magicians from the orchestra started coming into the orchestra pit." And he said, "I can see that things are starting to happen. How about getting together again sometime soon?" And then John said, I'd be happy to do that. Now, I've got to get into character. He stood up, and he stood up as I did. He gave me a hug and a high five. Ciao, Father. Peace. And then my father said, peace. And that's it. The end.
Oh, wow. That had me laughing. That was funny. You know, I don't remember reading that. I did come across another note that John had given to your father, Murray, about the notes from John, but I'm not sure we'll have time for that one. So that was quite hilarious and reminds me of the other one, the other message that I had from John recently about his 70th birthday anniversary that was celebrated with Julian's art show at the New York Gallery, and everybody showed up from John's family. And I have to compliment you, though, before I go on, James. That was hilarious. It had me laughing. And it's all the clever wit of your father and John Lennon. These two
yeah,
are
they
so
played
funny
off
together,
each other,
aren't they?
It's a lot of color.
Yeah, quite a bit. And the wit just flies. And he talked about his wittiness. And I happened to catch an episode on YouTube lately of John Lennon being interviewed with Yoko Ono on the Dick Cavett Show from eons ago now. But it was really funny because John had wrapped circles around Dick Cavett, who was the paid host to do the show for the humor. So he had some things to say. So would you like me to read that message now, or did you have something else you wanted to share?
Yes, please do with your message. Go ahead, yes, please.
All right. Well, this is a little bit long, so bear with me here. Hello, John, reaching out to you. Marcia, my love, it's very nice to hear from you. I was sending you a message while you were on the YouTube last night, but I'm not sure you caught it. Marcia, yeah, I think I did, that you were glad to see Julian, Yoko, John, and your first wife all together at Julian's art opening in the New York Gallery to celebrate your 70th birthday. John, you did catch it. Very good. You're a great channel. I appreciate you being a scribe for those of us in the spirit realm, the Halfbeats, on your show. I'm very pleased James is coming on. He's begun to tune into my vibration really well. Marcia, John, I'd like to ask you if you have a special message for your fans on the eve of your anniversary. I'm, of course, referring to the December, tragedy that happened on the 8th of December, as we all remember way back when. Okay, so that's parentheses back to John, or back to myself here. I watched with great interest and delight your interview with Dick Cavett. You had him completely wrapped around your little finger, if I might say so, John. Your wit, every bit, is the wit that's still in spirit. He was actually struggling to keep up with you. John, that's why we're so popular, because we're all witty and we like to entertain the audience. If you want to get ahead, you must display a great deal of wit. But at the same time, I did feel a little bad about some of the things I said in that interview. I mentioned having to meet people in wheelchairs and handicapped folks around us all the time backstage, and I found it annoying at that time. That's another thing I said in my youth that I've reflected on over here. Those people needed to touch and see us because it was almost like the only thing they had to remember their lives by. And I wasn't Christ or anything, you know. I never claimed to be. I couldn't heal them, and it was sad to have to see them. It broke my heart. But I was too young and immature to realize the significance of what it meant to them. Marcia, I'm sure you worked through a lot of forgiveness on yourself, and I could feel the pain emanating from those types of thoughts being handicapped myself. I've worked with a lot of handicapped people in one way or another, and I feel and empathize with their pain. John, well, I just wanted to put out all my loving to my fans and thank them, especially my family, for gathering together, coming together over me, as the saying goes. So I leave you tonight with this thought. The whole world needs to come together with love. I stood up for anything in my life. I stood up for love. And that's what we're trying to do when we had our bed in Canada and elsewhere. We're trying to stand up for love and be radical in our heads. We had crazy things with the white album, all nude, and the fun we had doing those crazy things when we were young. but we were both young artists, Yoko and I. She's a very talented lady. I love her still today, and I want to give her my love. And I send out all my loving to my family, to Julian, and to apologize a little bit for not being there as much as a father as I would have liked to for Julian. Julian's a really sensitive guy, and I am seeing how devastating it was for him. But I also adore Sean, and I guess I pampered Sean, and I spent a lot of time with him because I could. And I didn't have the time when I was working out outside of the country like that and working for a living so hard with Julian. I love them all, and, I'm not being smart when I'm playing on words here, but I did love them all, and I still do love them all. And it was at the art opening that there would be a way for all of them to get the message over to Julian by trying to connect on the Facebook. So he's asking me to contact Julian, but I haven't had any success with that. Oh, John, you never cease to amaze me. I'm so glad you have been on air with James Murray tonight, myself. And John goes on to say, oh, I'm sending all my love to my fans and especially to my family, Sean, Yoko, Julian, and my ex-wife. Please remember love and remember peace. This is John Lennon here, the crazy one. You know, so that was interesting to watch that Cavett interview.
Yeah, I get that. They got that look back at that.
Do you remember ever seeing that interview on YouTube or watching it when you were younger?
Maybe before your time, James.
Yeah,
at one time I think I watched it on, I don't know if it was on YouTube or it might have been on TV. But anyway, yeah, it brings back memories, and I really enjoyed that message you had. And
well, I loved the one about the opera house and how the names that they had for the characters and the little coloring books that were interactive with the, you know, the kids can even see it in under the covers at night. I mean, how clever does that get? Now, there was another person, a guy, who had put together a book of illustrations, and it was a coloring book that was interactive, and it was John Lennon at sea, and he illustrated the trip he took to sea to the Bahamas with his young son, Julian. And he wasn't a channel or anything, but it was an interactive coloring book, and it came out about the same time, and then suddenly, there was a big, you know, to-do about it. Somebody put out a lawsuit because it was Beatles material. So, you know, that went away. And I found how, you know, creatively similar that idea was to just remembering that other artist that had created this interactive coloring book for kids. And how John ties that in nicely with my message and yours about how his message still continues to reach the younger people of today, you know.
Yeah, it seems how important it is too to not only reach the adults, but it's very important to reach the children, and because they're our future, and they're going to.
Well,
make,
I think you know his message is completely love and peace for the planet through music, you know. And Diana's is working through the political systems that exist, but seems like the political systems that exist now are just going more crazy than ever. And John, in his message to me, and in his message about Henry David Thoreau to your father, that there seems to be a threat of political activism with John. He's always had it, and he says to me that the younger people just need to take to the streets when you know they need to take political action. But it's, you know, I used to work a lot with Diana and her messages and going through political channels, but John's thoughts about this are totally different. He thinks that peace and love ought to be able to be accomplished through music and through demonstration. And if there weren't John Lennon, there wouldn't have been an anti-war movement. There wouldn't have been all these long hairs all over, you know. I grew up in that whole movement, you know. I went to school. I went to college during the day. I was in high school during the day when the Beatles came out. So I lived through that wonderful period in history, and it seemed very hopeful. And it always seems like the younger people are trying to change and make effective change in the world. And it's really necessary more now than ever, don't you think?
Oh yes, and definitely even today it's no different. I mean, they're a younger generation has to take the initiative and take a stand and stand for something rather than nothing. I mean, in other words, they definitely have to take a stand and do it.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know how
you're still doing it peacefully.
Up against
way.
These corporate giants now, it seems like corporate's taking over America with this big tax break to the rich, and the corporate is bought out. You know, pretty much the whole Congress now. So it's I don't know if America's still in America's hands. It worries me a bit personally. I do believe in demonstrating, but I don't personally demonstrate because I can't. I'm disabled. I can't get out there like I used to. But you know, still, I think it's important for young people to become involved in the political process, or to become involved in music, or make statement, continue their creativity. But back to your creativity, James, you're just a wealth of creativity and inspiration for us all, and your songs and your music and your messages are phenomenal, and it's been an honor to work with you this evening and also with your dad for this many years. And where can people go to contact you, buy your books? How can they reach you again? And what about your commissions? Aren't you taking commissions for portraits now, for spirit portraits as well?
If anybody, if there's that request, I'm available if that's what someone would like to have done. I mean, I'm available.
Because I do that too. On occasion, I have a portrait request. And of course, I'm a portrait artist, and I paint spirit guides around the people that I see. And I take it that that's what you're involved in, too, with illustrating these books, is getting impressions from the other side and then illustrating what you're being given by your father.
Yeah, he's I guess he's helped me in that way. And, of course, he says I'm good at doing it myself, too. And although I guess he keeps an eye on me to make sure I don't stray too far into the abyss, or not the abyss, but
into the abyss, really.
unknown places that you'll just sort of keep me, hone me in, and keep
you,
an eye on me.
You've got to be careful with that astral travel stuff. That can be far out. So we have time enough for at least part of the last song, and I can't remember what I was going to request for the last song, but one of my favorites from John is I think I requested Remembered Good Times, but we'll play that, and we'll close out the show. And I want to thank you again for being our guest again, James. You're always a great guest and doing all this hard work of preparing your messages, and ask you if you had any other, you know, comments or short messages from John before we play the music and conclude the show.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's quite a pleasure.
My pleasure.
I really enjoyed it, and quite an honor. And as far as any
you
more
did a
messages,
great job.
I guess John just says he didn't say anything, but he put the two fingers up for peace, and the peace symbol with the fingers, and he says,
yeah. Remember peace,
about
everyone.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
love, and remember John Lennon, and listen to the old Beatles tunes when you can. This holiday season, it'll lift your spirits, and it'll give you something, again, to think about. So thank you again, and thanks to John Lennon for joining us on air this evening, and to Bob Murray and all the greats in spirit that are still working and writing through James's work and my work. And you can pick up James's book, As the Stars Still Shine. We'll close out with Remembered Good Times. And if that's not available, we'll close out with Appreciated Angels. Thank you so very much, our audience, for listening to me. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with another show on predictions for the 2018 new year. So do join us again on Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Central, on BBS Radio, Peaceful Planet. And have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year, whatever you're celebrating.